Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Airline associations, and talking about mayhem, Airline Association warns of flight disruptions and cancellations due to fuel shortages. The Airline Association of South Africa has warned that the lack of jet fuel at Cape Town International Airport could lead to disruptions in airline schedules and possible flight cancellations. Yes, because we're not dealing with enough. Dr. Guy Leach, aviation analyst, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, hi, Howard. Nice to be with you.
Nice to be with you. Nice that you've joined us once again. We really just don't need more chaos, do we?
We really don't. I mean, the entire global aviation industry is lurching from crisis to crisis as it tries to rebound from the post-COVID disaster, or the COVID disaster, if you like. You know, it's operating now at about 75 to 80% of pre-COVID limits. But the supply chains and the staffing requirements have just not been able to keep up with the bounce back. So about this time last year, or even less time ago, we had a major fuel crisis in Johannesburg, and now, of course, it's at Cape Town. There are endless signs of the whole system creaking under the pressures.
Mm. So what is the situation now in Cape Town?
Well, fuel's been rationed. They're waiting, hopefully, for a tanker to arrive with fuel. But now we hear that the weather's bad on that as well, so it'll be delayed. And on top of that, the tanker can't just arrive and supply the fuel. It's got to be obviously unloaded, which takes a day or two. It's got to be transferred into the tanks. It's got to be allowed to settle, so any impurities are allowed to settle out to the bottom, and that takes 3 or 4 days. So we're probably at least a week away from actually being able to resolve the problem, or the supply problem, to Cape Town Airport.
Wow.
And how are the airlines dealing with it? Well, there are a number of ways. Most of the aircraft that are coming from Johannesburg are actually doing what's called tankering fuel. So they're carrying enough fuel for the return flight as well, so they don't have to upload fuel in Cape Town. That's very inefficient. It costs fuel to carry fuel, which, you know, you can imagine if you're carrying another 4 tons of fuel, which is what most of these Boeing 737-800s are doing, to get back. It adds enormously to the costs of the flight, because you've got to burn a lot more fuel to get all that fuel up to 35,000 or 38,000 feet. So it adds to ticket prices. The long-haul airlines have an even bigger problem, because they obviously can't carry fuel. They're at the reach of their endurance anyway when they reach here. So there's real fear that they're going to have to refuel via Johannesburg, or maybe Windhoek, or even, you know, back to Europe via one of the stops and technical stop in West Africa. And those all add to the cost as well. It's all a bad sign. And if I can just sort of carry the rambling on here, I think that we're seeing globally the situation is going to get worse, not better. The Nord Stream pipeline attacks are a very bad sign. Because
why would that impact aviation?
Well, because, you know, it's aviation fuel is just paraffin, which comes from the oil refineries. And it's going to further limit the supply of fuel to Europe, which has already been seriously affected by the Ukraine war. And so these attacks are going to further limit fuel supplies to Europe, which is heading into winter, where their fuel demand is huge. And that means that the outlying areas like, you know, Cape Town, are going to increasingly battle to meet their fuel demand.
Wow. So we really are going... It's a number of issues. First of all, this is not particularly a South African issue, and I think that's something that we need to be clear of, because I think we spend so much time beating ourselves up and saying, oh, you see, there's more chaos here in South Africa. This is a global problem.
Very much so, and a lot of people like to blame AXA for this problem.
Yes, well, I think that's important that we distinguish that.
Yeah, it's not really AXA's problem. I mean, AXA does leave fuel supply to the fuel suppliers, the various, you know, the BPs and the and Shells and so on, Total. So in response to these crises, I think that they're going to have to consider serious capital expenditure to build yet more tanks to create more storage than they're normally required, 7 days or 14-day storage. So I think that's an expense that's going to come down the line as well. But I think it's important to understand that it's a problem that's beyond South Africa's control at this stage.
Right, and also the fact that domestic flights, actually, and especially ones coming from Johannesburg, although it's inefficient and more expensive, can take fuel from Joburg to Cape Town for the return leg as well. So that should cause less disruption than it might have.
Absolutely, you know, it's ironical that the fuel comes from Durban and gets railed or piped to Johannesburg, mostly railed these days, and then it's got to be carried, flown to Cape Town, so it can be used on the Cape Town to Johannesburg leg. But globally, we've seen this massive logistical problem in terms of freight and moving, you know, even bulk materials like oils around. So, and although the freight costs have come down a lot as the situation normalizes, as I said, the fuel supply is under specific threat.
Very, very scary, but important that we get the facts, which we now just have done. Dr. Guy Leach, aviation analyst, talking to us about the disruptions and fuel shortages at Cape Town Airport, what this means for consumers in terms of a flight.